I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to rat out a cheapskate.
Ooh, okay.
Here's the weirdest thing. Like, there's like a Reddit article about it that's some of the cheapest people on planet Earth are wealthy to the core.
Yes.
It's fascinating.
But is that how they got wealthy?
There's no way you got wealthy like one 99 cent salad at a time.
I know.
Like, one of my favorites is Kathy Hilton.
Who's
Kathy Hilton?
Like, the matriarch of the Hilton family.
Right, and Paris Hilton's mom.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
she's cheap.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It is so funny.
Because she's on which Housewives?
Beverly Hills.
Yeah, so that's how.
So she's buying stuff off Temu all the time. Just like.
She is?
Yeah, I love her.
Which is interesting because bad quality.
She doesn't care.
But I guess, okay.
I have some family members that are some of the most wealthy in my family. They own a lot of farmland. They would, like every Thursday, go to Wendy's. Go, can I get the whatever the cheapest burger they have that still has lettuce and tomato on it?
Okay.
Can I get that? What? Yeah. Junior or whatever.
Yeah, probably a junior.
Can we just get the tomatoes and lettuce in like a, on the side, like in a bowl or something? They're like, sure. Can I get like a packet of dressing with that? And do you have any? And they're like, sure. And they throw in dressing and throw in croutons and they would eat it as a side salad. So they would get a burger and a salad by just buying the burger. And they did it every Tuesday or Thursday, like for their entire, like Wendy's saw them coming and like, here comes the people who don't
They're
want
to pay 99 cents for the dressing. Salad. Also, like you get one piece of lettuce on
That's
a burger.
That's not really a salad.
But when they're, it's weird. If you get somebody to separate it, they give you a little more. Like that if they're putting weird. In a bowl, you're like, oh, and then they put a little more. And like, here's like two pieces of lettuce and a tomato. And worse is I think they split it. So like the two of them.
What?
No.
Yeah, dude, they're just so cheap. These are the same people. I've talked about it before. They would, if you had a straw at their house, they'd take it when you were done and put it on one of the prongs in the dishwasher.
Like a plastic straw?
Yeah. Just like, you got done and like, whoop, and they washed them and then they were like sterilized. It's like, whoop, take the straws out.
Well, I like that because reuse plastic, but I'm surprised they don't melt.
No. Yeah. I don't want... Who and like I chew on my straw a little bit. Like you'd get a straw that was a little chewed up, but it was clean. So
okay, yeah.
So I've given two examples of psycho people who, I mean, I'll admit it. I went through a phase where I stole court bags from the airport.
Court bags?
Like when they first went to that rule of all your liquids had to be in a quart bag, they knew everybody would forget them. So right at the front of the security line, they had like Ziploc quart bags.
And you would take a couple and put them in your bag and use them later?
A couple. I would grab like
that
a stack.
So bizarre.
Why? You know what Ziploc bags are? They're not cheap. I was just like, I worked at the airport, so I would like swing by on my way out, like, yoink. And just like grab. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I'm done. Anybody else? Nobody else?
No, my grandmother, it's a little different because they were products of the Great Depression, you know, so that like stuck with them a lot. But I remember going to eat dinner and whatever was served, like you'd have an old margarine container would be the bowl. Yeah. And then you'd have the old yogurt cup would be your cup. And
for sure.
Like everything would just be the reuse. Yeah, there weren't plates or there was not dining sets.
I ate soup out of I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. My whole childhood.
That's like, you thought that's how it came.
That's how, we didn't have Tupperware, princess. We had whatever the margarine or butter
like,
came in.
Or just like a bowl, like a glass bowl.
Sure, but that was for the company.
Wow.
Right, when company came over, for us, we were eating out of a butter container. Yeah.
If you were lucky, they rinsed it out before they filled it with 100%. Other food.
So she has none.
No, my grandma would... get all the samples. Like she would go holiday shopping at Macy's and stuff and they'd give her a bunch of samples.
She didn't gift them.
Yes. Yes, she did. We later realized.
Like open a little sample packet of cologne.
Of like cologne or of like a lipstick, you know, like a tiny little sample. And she would make sure that they were part of our gift every year.
Okay.
Was that the grandma that like had PJs and stuff?
Different grandma.
Okay.
All right. So I'd like to this to not be as depressing as we're making it. We're ratting out the cheapskate. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call. Growing up, I had another family. I've talked about them on the show before, and they have actually reached out to me and asked me to stop telling the story, which is why I'm going to tell it one last time.
Okay.
I had to stay with them. I don't even remember where my parents were going, but I had to stay with them for a couple nights. And like, I had lunch with them on a Saturday. We all ate. And as we were getting done with lunch, they handed a pen out and you were to write your name on your napkin. So you would have that napkin for dinner. You had one napkin
per day.
So, and nobody informed me of that because I had smeared quite a bit of stuff on it during my lunch and I had to like fold it to make it work for dinner time.
That doesn't seem so crazy.
You would use a paper napkin a second time? Like if you're genuinely using it, like if you're having buffalo wings, I could do like 15-20 different napkins. But these people, you know, by the time dinner comes around, it is soaked in regret.
Why don't you just, you know, have more manners when you eat lunch?
Wait.
Don't make a mess.
That's what the napkin is for. It cleans up the mess. Yeah.
That's true.
And I'm drinking out of a yogurt cup. Like, it's not the best. It's going to spill.
All right. We're going to try to make this less depressing when we actually take your calls. 303-222-5423.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about cheapskates, and I managed to mostly leave my family out of it. I only went with uncles and weird cousins this time.
Yeah.
But since Princess was born in California, she doesn't have...
No, I have plenty of people. I talked about my grandma.
I know, but it's just like one thing. My grandma used to give us... Did you... Never mind. We talked about the weird little cars that Avon used to make.
Oh, yeah.
The perfume cars.
I don't even know what I'm talking about. No.
It's like they used to have cologne in the car, and my grandpa would use all the cologne, and then she'd give us just the car. So it's basically like an empty bottle. But it was shaped like a car, so I guess it's not.
Smelled good.
Vroom, vroom.
But she also gave me used soap on the rope. Maybe one day we just do grandma gifts.
Yeah, maybe.
Because it was like a baseball, but it was like... It was mostly, and it had some hairs on it. And
ew. Okay.
Monica?
Yay.
Cheapskate.
All right, so I probably should have used a fake name because he's a pretty big name. I used to work at Ted's Montana Grill.
Oh.
And R.I.P. Ted Turner, but he would only 5% after already getting a huge discount on his...
Owner of the chain would come
the
in
owner
and...
owner of the chain.
Who also would owned CNN.
5%?
Yeah.
Five.
I mean, can I ask a dumb question? Because if I was the owner, I wouldn't want to pay. I'd only give the tip, you know?
Yeah, but right? Then you should know what the bill is. Like,
yeah, and then tip good on
tip
that.
Tip like 50% or tip what the bill would have cost.
Yeah, yeah, that.
But he's only given 5%.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yikes. Okay. So are you kind of happy that he's dead?
Slacker,
I mean, you know, there's feelings.
He owned TNT, TBS, CNN,
and Ted's Montana Grill.
You're listing so many letters. Yeah. I've never heard of these.
You know TNT, right?
No.
The TV
television
channel?
Stations?
Where you watch dance? I thought you were naming more restaurants.
No.
I was like, what are these?
Turner Network Television, right. TBS, yeah. Turner Broadcasting Station.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I never knew Ted's Montana Grill.
I didn't know that either, no.
Yeah.
Weird. Amanda?
Yai.
Yai. Cheapskate.
Okay. So my grandpa was a self-proclaimed Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
I work at a restaurant in Longmont called Aunt Alice's Kitchen.
Oh, my God. My parents loved it. It's, oh, my God. The chicken fried steak at Aunt Alice's. Ooh. I buy pies from you guys all the time. From them.
I probably have waited on you guys. I worked there 26 years.
Oh,
wow.
So every time he came in, which my grandpa was well off, you know, but every time he came in, he loved strawberry jelly and he always used the blue sugar packets and he would always stick them in his pocket every time he came, which is almost daily.
He stole the strawberry jelly
and the blue sugar packets.
And after he passed away, we were like going through his house and we found those like huge gallon Ziploc bags, like several of them full of sugar packets and strawberry jelly packets.
Because I'm going to just say this. When I go to a restaurant and I get toast and they bring me the stupid mixed berry is a travesty. I just want the strawberry and they never have it because of your damn grandpa.
Okay. He's passed.
I know, but that was then. Maybe
this
now I can get some.
A weird thread that we have going of people who have passed.
Right. Everyone's dead. Rat out the dead cheapskate.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Amanda. Analyst's Kitchen is one of the scarier restaurants, but it's like if you want old people food, it rocks.
Okay.
I don't want that.
No, dude, like, no.
I don't even know what you
bread.
Mean.
Ooh,
by it's old just like, people food.
Like, it just feels like your grandpa wants to eat there.
It's
like
the
corn
sugar
on the cob and like real cherry pie. And like, it's
what's
just,
wrong with that?
It just feels like they touched it a lot.
Yeah, my wife would love it.
Yeah. It's like old school.
It's like a turkey dinner type of lady.
Yes. Yeah.
Just call your wife a lady.
When she eats a turkey dinner, she's a lady.
Okay, Christian.
Yai.
Yai. Cheapskate. Please tell us they're dead.
My mom, to save money, would fill up the bathtub on the water bill, and she would fill up the bathtub and make me and my brothers cycle through. So one brother would shower, then the second, and then I'd be the last one every time.
Oh, no. You were bathing in dirty bathwater?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it saved a penny, so you know we were all game.
So, okay, why wouldn't you just all go at the same time? Because then you've spread the filth evenly. Like then, because your older brother's just got a chance at a successful life.
But how old?
I think that's a different kind of dirty we weren't ready for. I think we were solid with that one.
Yikes!
Is your mom still alive though?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
No, yeah.
That's good.
That's a bummer. Yeah. We can't.
No. It's a good thing.
Thank you, Christian. That's why the phrase, like, throw the baby out with the bathwater. You understand
like
that?
I am putting a leash on you today. I'm trying to drag you like I have
sorry.
To pull my dog
I'm
sometimes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Jessica?
Yai.
Yai. Cheapskate.
Hey, my dad will only shower at the gym. He doesn't shower at home because he doesn't want to pay for the water.
And could he afford the water?
Oh, for sure. Totally.
A gym membership is not cheaper than the water.
Yeah.
Well, but if you already have the gym membership, might as well use their water.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I don't do it, but I get it.
And he saves paper towels, too, once he uses them.
Oh.
So if he only wiped it, then he airs it out? Okay, I don't know. We're good. Thank you. Okay. Stan?
Yay.
Yay. Cheapskate, what do you got?
Okay, so you know how you go to the doctor, right? And the medical assistant comes in, they take your vitals, and they ask you what's wrong, and then they leave the room for like 5 or 10 minutes before the doctor comes back in.
Yeah.
Oh man, what were
you
doing?
I'm a naturally curious person, so I go through the drawers, and I found that they stock Band-Aids, gauze, medical tape, and the rubber gloves.
Stuff they need.
You steal it
from the doctor.
I'm 50 now, and I don't think I paid for a Band-Aid since I was 28. So.
How often are you using Band-Aids?
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead. Get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
You hear that?
YOLO!
That's an internet troll telling you to put all your money into a single investment.
YOLO! YOLO, YOLO!
He wants you to liquidate your emergency fund.
YOLO!
And buy a digital racehorse named Silicon Steve.
YOLO!
Stay vigilant. He's very persistent.
YOLO!
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.